Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Hausa Life, the show where we show you what Hausa life is really like for Hausa students living here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali. We're exhausted because this month we've been we've been really busy. That's probably why you guys haven't seen a lot of us.
Really busy with Majalis, since it's Muharram.
So the great thing about Muharram here in the Holy City is that lots of the students, the Talibe, they have their own little majlises in their homes.
Not too many, to be honest.
Not too many.
I mean,
well,
they do, but we're not invited.
We're not invited to that. But they do happen.
But no, you have loads of options here. Like we told in the last episode, you have loads of options, loads of Iranian, only one English place to go for majalis.
We had a majlis in our house, alhamdulillah, yeah, which we're going to show you all.
And we called some.
And during that majlis, I would like to point out that you were very concerned about whether the people would like the food.
Yeah.
I was concerned too, okay? You when you call people to your house, you want them to like the food.
Yeah.
You don't want them to leave thinking, that was rubbish.
No, it happens. Come on, when I go to someone's house, I mean, it's a normal human thing, okay? When you go to someone's house, you're just like, nah, the food wasn't that good. Even if it's majlis food, people do that. I mean, that's a bad thing, I think. And I need to change myself. Yeah, he's more like that. He's like, they don't cook that well. He says that to me all the time.
I say that on the drive home. You're like, oh my God, did you see their poop furniture?
Oh my God, he's such a liar. I never say that. He's lying, okay? I never say that about anyone.
All right, let's not make this personal, okay? The point is that this kind of talk should not be happening. You agree?
Yeah, that's good. Okay, anyways, let's talk about our majlis now.
Okay.
Not our majlis, Imam Hussein's majlis.
Imam Hussein's majlis. Yeah. Okay, so it was all her idea. She was the one who said, okay, let's have a majlis.
A woman has to take the initiative, okay? Because you know what men's problem is? There's like, they think about stuff, yeah? But they don't practically like do it. They're just like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. But like, I had to take the step and I said, we're doing it and it's happening and I don't care what you think.
Well, we live our lives by this policy that Sayyida, being the wife, is in charge of the internal affairs of the home. So she's in charge of that, like what we're doing in the house, what events we're having in the house, everything to do with the internal affairs of our life.
I plan the stuff.
I'm in charge of the external affairs of the life, being the husband. So most of my time, I'm just busy with studies and work. Every time a relative calls and they're like, hey, Muzaffar, what's up? I'm like, studies and work.
And they're like,
what's up with you?
You don't have time to call us. So let's talk about our majlis now. Right. Imam Hussein's majlis. So what we did, first of all, because you know, back at home, okay, when we had a majlis at our house, my parents' house, we had my sisters and my parents doing it. So we had like 5-6 people actually helping us. And at your home also, like, you know, you have your brothers, your mother, mashallah, so many people. But it was just me and Muzaffar, and we were calling, like, we called quite a few people, 40 people.
Mashallah, yeah.
40, 45.
I mean, we were really nervous, and we've just been
running
around. It's
our first majlis together, okay?
And it's our first majlis that we're having in our house.
In our house. So people were like, your house is so tiny. Basically, inshallah, we're having a majlis this Friday, and we're setting up our house, and like, I'm making space. And right now, our house is a mess, because we're shifting stuff around. We got loads of stuff. Kitchen is clean because I always keep the kitchen really clean, okay? And this is our room.
To have a majlis in your own house, it's just like a different feeling. It's
you
like
have to clean up. Okay, so let's start from the start. So
okay,
you know what happened.
From the very beginning. You're better at telling these things.
So for an entire week, I was like trying to clean up stuff, you know, like clean up the balcony, the rooms, and you know, because when someone's coming in, we've got like furniture in a house, we had to move that all as well. So that was like a thing that, okay, how are we gonna arrange the house? We were like planning, okay, where we're gonna make the ladies sit. You know, when you're calling on a Friday or on the weekend, then you don't want the wives to be at home, and you know, because they start complaining.
Just for any new viewers, a Friday is the only weekend that we get over here in Iran.
Yeah,
we don't get Saturdays and Sundays.
Well,
Fridays,
I was doing, I was just like doing the initial cleanup, because you can't just keep the house clean for a week before, because it just gets messy. Yeah, but the main work was, I think 2 days before the majlis, we started grocery shopping.
Okay, here we are complete opposites. She likes to have everything prepared from before. She's one of those people. If she has a homework assignment, she'll have it done like a week or 2 weeks or even a month before. I'm the kind of guy who waits until the day before the deadline to get anything done.
Yeah, he'll just be crying the last day, like, oh my god, I've got so much work. It's better to do it before, okay, so that you're not stressed. So Wednesday morning, me and Muzaffar went for shopping for the majlis. We had some nice roti, which is like, would you call it bread or pita bread?
They know what naan is.
No, like other viewers don't.
Everybody knows what naan is nowadays.
And we had some cucumbers with some ranch dressing. And last thing is, what was the sweet, Muzaffar?
Sweet? rice pudding.
Rice pudding, or in Farsi, it's called shire birinj.
Yeah.
Shire means milk, birinj means rice. Yeah. Okay, so Wednesday morning, we did all the shopping. So chicken korma is coming tomorrow, and with the samosa, roti is coming. I need aluminium foil. Okay, and the funny part was, when we went into the grocery shop, people were staring at us because we emptied their entire pita bread corner. There were like no pita bread left. We took all their milk for the rice pudding.
And this is Sayada stealing the milk.
One,
two.
Two. Three.
Three.
How
13.
Is this?
Huh?
13.
So this is all our stuff. So we got drinks and vegetables and
not vegetables, salad stuff.
Yeah, salad stuff. And this is mostly full of bread and also disposables, and that's milk.
But the main day was Friday, where we worked so much.
Basically, we've been preparing for the majlis, and some really nice friends of ours got food for us.
Yeah, God bless you. It's Brother Ali Raza. You probably recognize him from a documentary that you made about some personality in the past.
So we woke up, we were working, cleaning up the room, just brooming the house, and then we had to shift everything in the balcony.
She worries like crazy, no, all right? I think it's hereditary. And I'm just like, yeah, all right, it will happen, kind of thing. But she... she worries a lot.
So I didn't cook due to some reasons.
Which we'll tell you in the next episode, inshallah.
Yeah, so you can guess maybe. Anyways, so I didn't cook. So we ordered food. We ordered the korma and chicken korma. And we were cutting the cucumbers and then cutting the naan, the roti.
Anyway, so yeah, going back to what we were saying about the whole culture and religion thing. See, once you've divided what the negative parts of culture are, you realize that there are actually a lot of positives. Yeah. There's a lot of positives in culture as well. We really, really felt like having a traditional majlis. You know, the same structure, the same the same layout, the same form that we usually have. Because possibly because I've grown up seeing that. We've grown up seeing that kind of majlis, Indo-Pak majlis. And that's exactly what we had. And it was just... it was beautiful. So then we had the Yasin at the beginning.
You recited it beautifully, mashallah.
Jazakallah.
The Quran's very nice, by the way.
Thank you very much. Then we had the Marsiya, or the Salam, at the beginning, which is...
And we had everything in Urdu, by the way.
So it was all in Urdu. Speaking. It was all in Urdu, and most of our guests were Urdu-speaking as well. Possibly in the future we'll make it Farsi or English, let's see. But this time we had all Urdu-speaking. And the Salam and the Marsiya at the beginning is basically like an elegy, a kind of poem about the events of Karbala to remind people. And then we had the main event, which is the speaker.
The lecture, yeah.
Yeah, Brother Haider. He's a very good brother. He actually works here with us in the Islamic Pulse studio.
We had Noha. Noha is Latmiya. And Muzaffar Abbas Haider recited one in Urdu.
She made me do it. I do not feel comfortable...
I made him practice like 2 days before.
Yeah,
like,
I was practicing a while. I don't feel comfortable reciting Nohas or Latmiyas in Urdu.
But your dad and mom are really happy.
My parents have raised me to recite in Urdu. And that's why I have that practice. God bless them for helping me to do that and get over my public fear when I was younger. We recited the Nohas at the end. And okay, then it came to the food. And alhamdulillah, they liked the food.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
So they ate the food and then what happened?
Everyone chit-chatted for a bit.
They chit-chatted for a bit.
And then
then they had the rice pudding and then they left.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful experience and
we were so tired too after the majlis. Oh my God.
Everything else is clean. Everybody is helping us to pack up as always. And look at this, just clearing this up. Just clearing this entire area, the sofra. And we'll show you the best part of the house right now, the kitchen. This is a mess.
I don't want to see the kitchen.
Please. They need to see it. This is like, it's not really messy, but it's a mess.
That's not really messy, yeah. That's alright.
Yeah. Okay, no. Tamam shit.
Everyone's just gone and we're just exhausted and look what I'm doing. I'm eating because I'm so hungry and we're just eating.
And her mother's calling her. I never get a break.
Yeah, because mama needs the feedback.
Yeah, and nobody told me that my hair has looked like this the whole day and all the guests have been looking at me like this.
We pray for everybody out there who has had majlises in their homes or who have helped in setting up majalis outside. Attending the majalis is no little thing. It's a very big thing. And you've all probably heard that hadith that says that even if you pretend to cry, even if you feign crying, you'll be given reward for that. And just a quick explanation on that. Some people will look at that hadith and say, well, isn't that hypocrisy? No, because hypocrisy is when you're doing something that you don't believe in.
Or if you're doing something for someone to see you. You know, people that would be riya. Look, she's crying so much or he's crying so much for a moment.
Right, that's not what you're doing. You believe in the cause. You believe that what happened was a tragedy. You love Imam Hussein and you hate Imam Hussein's enemies. But for some reason, you just can't bring yourself to cry. Put your head down.
You have the pain in your heart. But for every person just can't start crying, you know?
And Imam Khomeini explains this beautifully. He says that the reason that you'll be rewarded for it, one of the reasons, one of the wisdoms for that is because when you pretend to cry, when you put your head down, you are essentially being a part of the revival of the revolution, which was begun by Imam Hussein. That's what you're doing. It's not just... it's not just a cultural activity. The revolution of Imam Hussein started on the day of Ashura 1,300 years ago, and it continues today, and it will continue until the day of judgment, inshallah. And you need to be a part of
that. Don't stop these majalises. Try to do anything, you know, any act that you're doing for Imam Hussein or for the sake of God, just continue it.
You know, we've been saying that we are going to prepare for Imam Zaman and I'm going to be a soldier of Imam Zaman. We need to reverse that kind of thinking. We need to start saying now, I am preparing for Imam Zaman. I am a soldier of Imam Zaman. And inshallah, we'll see you next time. If you do have any questions or queries at all, do send them to us. Oh yeah, we have a surprise for you. So
do
tune in next time, inshallah.
And you can find us on Telegram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
All over the place. Please do make sure that you share our videos whenever you see them. Please share it wherever you can.
Yeah.
And bring people towards us so that we can help spread this message, inshallah.
Wherever you are. From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And from my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
We bid you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.